Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Will, and I am thrilled you're with us here tonight. It is officially Wednesday. That would be June 6, 2007, 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And joining us, of course, our good friend Lee Kroc. He is the inventor of the Energy Cleaner. He is the owner of the Energy Lodge. All the information will be given out again, but the website is www.edkuniversity.com. Lee, welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. And Don in Oregon, first-time caller, God bless you, my friend, and all that you've done for us, and amazing stuff here as you're telling us about this. Talk about shouldn't be alive. Well, I mean, you've gone through hell and back, my friend.
That's one way of looking at it. I'm here for a purpose, as I believe most of the believers would understand what that means.
Yes, sir. I certainly do.
At any rate, I'm beyond the point of saying that I'm a survivor. It's just that, you know, I have these issues at 56 years of age. I need to be able to deal with them.
Yes, sir.
In a more natural way, because I can't, I just can't continue to take all the medicines that they're more than willing to, you know, support the big pharma with.
Yeah.
The last count that I was making of what they had prescribed for me was 13 different medicines.
Wow.
And I just don't take them.
But, is that for pain management?
Part of it's for pain management. Mm-hmm. That would be, you know, when it's needed. They wanted to try the OxyContin thing, and you know, that immediately, you know, I put that down, and then they said that I could take this. It's a quasi-narcotic. Mm-hmm. At any rate, it's called tramadol.
Yes.
And I tried that, and that didn't work very well for the neck. It seemed to alleviate some of the pain in the wrist. The right wrist is fused. The left wrist is without three of the carpal bones, mm-hmm. and there's a nerve bypass, an ulnar nerve bypass in that wrist. But I don't want to chase the pain with drugs,
yes.
Number one, and I want to get away from as much of it as I can, mm-hmm. Which brings me up to the fact that there's all the orthopedic issues and a few of the neurologic issues, but paramount and actually prima facie to any of this would be the fact that I have a kidney disorder, and the Agent Orange Registry is... They said it's 50-50, and if I wanted to make a claim against it, I'd have to write out a pretty good summary and then pitch the claim that way. And I told them, I'm not looking for money. I want to know what caused the disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as an alpha-2 immunoglobulinemia nephropathy, an IG nephropathy. It's a kidney disorder,
mm-hmm.
and it is, as they say, the cause of my hypertension.
Ah.
It's okay. Caused... Basically, and in layman's terms, it's caused by the release of the hormone renin through the kidney. Well, yeah, the kidney's been traumatized. I only have half of the right kidney left.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
At any rate, I have these multiple issues that I'm trying to better understand so that I can better deal with the pain management and reducing the amount of medicine, if at all.
Yes.
For the hypertension management, and
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, I've pulled up Lee's website, I've scrolled down through some things.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get away from yours when I seen the buffalo trying to ride the wagon. I mean, I just, I've known for a long time that buffaloes have a natural fear of wagons, especially, you know, if they're loaded with white men. So. At any rate,
That's a funny story. We'll have to talk about sometime.
I'd be more than willing to do that.
Yeah, that's great. This is a phenomenal thing because, obviously, Lee, you have some experience with hypertension and other things, too. So, Lee, I'll tell you what. Don, if you'll stay with us, and Lee, if you'll stay with us, we'll address this when we come back because it sounds like this guy needs one more than just about anybody else in the world. Amazing stuff, folks. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio, 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest, Lee Kroc, our caller, Don in Oregon. Lee, go ahead and I know you, like I said, you have experience certainly with pain management. You had an experience in the hospital yourself where you utilized the energy cleaner in lieu of all pain medicines, and that was by necessity. It wasn't certainly something you were trying to tough out, per se, although maybe you were, I don't know. And then you also have experience with hypertension. Please go ahead and tell us about that.
Anything he's got, right? If you could get him here for 3 weeks, and I don't clean him up and get him out of there, I'll pay for his airplane ticket to come to Ohio.
There you go.
Well, it may take a few days to do something like that. I have a couple of animals to take care of, mm-hmm. But I'm more than willing to do that. Like I said, it may take a little while.
You're the one setting the schedule.
Yeah, I have to be respectful of my responsibilities
yeah.
right now.
Well, what kind of animals? Are they, like, bizarre animals? Like, you know, I mean, if they're just dogs and cats, Lee, I think, is okay with them being there with you.
No, I'm talking about four horses.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a different animal.
Where I live, at the extreme north end of the Great Basin, in a county that's 10,128 square miles total surface area.
Wow.
And there's only 7,000 people that live in it, and 5,000 of them live in the two towns that are connected together. So
wow.
It's a real remote location mm-hmm. in eastern Oregon, southeastern Oregon.
Yeah.
At any rate, I have a couple of responsibilities that need to be taken care of, but I can eventually get out there, and I will be in touch with you, Lee, on
yeah.
you know this adventure.
Email me or call me. I answer all emails.
Yep, I've got you on the computer, and you're on my favorite, my bookmark list right now. So it's the first time that I've ever heard of Lee. I'm speaking to. I've ever heard of your system, so to say. And I, it just clicked in my head. I need to talk to you, so I decided I'd make the call. And
I'm so glad you did.
I'm very appreciative of all that everyone is doing, mm-hmm. including you, Frank.
Wow.
I'm very, very grateful that our Creator saw fit to lift you up in the way that He did.
You're getting me all choked up, man.
No. I don't mean to do that. This is with all due respect.
No, I know, and I appreciate that. It's just that, that's I think everybody has, and it's interesting. If you ask somebody what they want to do with their life, I want to do good things. That's what I want to do. I want God to be pleased with how I've spent my time. And when I hear stuff like that, it's a validation for me, and it means the world. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Yeah, I will do what I need to do, and eventually I'll make my little pilgrimage, so to say, out there to Ohio.
I think. Well,
I'll sure love and try to stay a couple, 3 weeks anyhow.
Oh, I think I can do that once I put everything into play. I'm single and I don't have that responsibility, mm-hmm. and the kids are grown and mm-hmm. I don't have that responsibility. It's just I can't go off and leave these lop-eared things out there in the pasture alone.
That's wonderful. I like that. I respect that so much. And Don, I respect you immensely. And we have to keep people like you around for a very long time. We got a long walk, and we need good people with us. And we're going to get you fixed up somehow.
All right.
And I'll be praying for you too.
Well, it's the sentiment and the feeling are mutual from my nefesh to yours.
God bless you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Don.
I'll be listening for you and waiting on you.
All right, Lee, and just remember, this is a 1st Marine Division thing.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you so much, sir. Lee, it's constant when we hear stuff like that, and, I've always been of the mind that the United States military, past and present, and presumably future, is probably the most exploited group of people on the face of the planet in all of human history. And I think it's tragic. It is truly, truly tragic to see these things happen the way that they've happened. And I know, Lee, as a vet yourself, and a lot of our guests have been veterans, a lot of our listeners are veterans, and I have nothing but the highest respect for those people and all that they've done. It's amazing. And this is a situation that we are going to encounter more and more often as this war on terror continues. People are not getting the treatment they need because the doctors are not necessarily aware of certain things, or again, beholden perhaps, and certainly in the private hospitals, beholden to the pharmaceutical industry. Folks, there are ways, there are ideas, there are different things that can be done to help situations. And again, there's a website you can read, www.edkuniversity.com. It's linked up through our site there, franklyspeakingradio.com. And if you go to Lee's site, it takes some time. The first time I went there and I hit print, and I just printed the whole thing out, and I spent time going through it and marking down different things that I wanted to ask Lee further about and so on and so forth. But the proof is ultimately in the pudding. You can read it, and I encourage you to do so. Do the research, absolutely. But if you go there to the lodge, you can try it for yourself, and that changes everything. Again, theoretically, people may look at certain things and say, well, that sounds crazy. Yeah, it does sound crazy. Everything that is phenomenally easy, it seems like it's too easy, and it seems like therefore it's crazy. But that's the beauty of this thing, and if you experience it for yourself, I think you'll have a similar response as well. And Lee, of course, we've given out the website there. You're located in Caldwell, Ohio, and your phone numbers are 740-783-0021. And you're there now, and I don't know if you're going to hang out there for a little bit and continue hanging out with all the guests you've got there. I know it's late, but maybe they could try to catch you now. If not, during business hours, certainly. And then the other number is 740-783-3315. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. That's off the top of my head. So obviously, I'm doing
well.
Oh, you're
correct.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. And let's see. Again, folks, you can purchase an energy cleaner from Lee if you'd like. You can try it out for yourself by going to the lodge. You can also submit an entry via email or snail mail into the contest. But I think Lee is like me. He likes to know that you're serious about something. Same thing with our calls. You know, we like to hear from you guys. We like to know that you're out there. And Lee likes to know that you're willing to better your situation, to make that effort to come up and see him. And I think it goes a long way with him. Lee, final thoughts for the listeners out there around the planet.
Well, just anybody's got any trouble like him. I've had hundreds of, not that many problems on the same body, but I've had all them problems he's talked about.
Separately, sure.
And it's no, I'd bet my life on it. We'll clean him up. He'll be a new man when he leaves here, if he'll stay with me 3 weeks.
Yeah. I would love to see that. I would, and I'll be praying for that, because I think that that would be an amazing, amazing thing. And again, folks, this is the kind of thing that happens here on the show. You hear somebody call in and ask some questions, and then maybe we'll hear from them again in a few weeks or months or whatever, and they'll tell about the experience, the aftermath of it, and how it worked. So it's a great, great thing. And Lee, you love to chat with people. You love to visit with people. You love to correspond with people. So people should do that by all means.
Can I have one more minute?
Of course you can.
Bob, today we got him a garden. There's nobody can have more fun than I did today. I tell you, when the man walked in or wheeled in, they wheeled him in here 4 weeks ago, and in 4 weeks he's out there hoeing and raking a garden JP was in. You can't have more fun than that. Now we're going to hook this up, hook an energy cleaner to that, and I'm expecting him to grow 50-pound antelopes and 400-pound watermelons and roses 12 inches in diameter.
I was going to ask you about that, because this is something that I've been exploring, different sort of energy utilizations in the garden as well. And so far, noticing some really spectacular results. But I haven't gone out there yet, because I'm not, you know, completely convinced. I don't know. But
I'm convinced, for I've seen that results before. But I never had anybody to help me. I've been too busy to do it. And he says he's got a green thumb, and we're going to show the world what it looks like.
Well, I can't wait, Lee. And hopefully someday soon I'll be able to come and visit with you, or we get you back down here. You can bring me a giant pumpkin-sized tomato for me to feast on. I look forward to that day, too.
Well, my daughter did one, four of them by hand in 04. She growed an 8-inch rose, as beautiful rose you ever seen in your life. Never seen that pretty one. Two pink ones, two red ones on a rosebud. The rest of them was only 3 inches in diameter, and then four that she worked on by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know we get the right frequency, get that set up there, we're going to do it.
Well, I'm very interested in that, because I think we're in a situation, and I'm gardening this year. I mean, I've always liked to be out there getting dirty, you know, so I like to grow flowers and things like that. But this year I'm doing food, Lee, because it's a rough situation out there, and I want to be able to put good food in my body and have it available and affordable, so I'm doing that. So when you start pinning down all this stuff to make this truly, truly, truly amazingly effective on plants, that's a whole different machine and a whole different show, my friend, and we're going to have to talk about that, because that's powerful stuff.
Well, I think we're going to have more fun, him and I, this summer, working with the people, plus seeing what that thing does. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited, too. And, Lee, I thank you so much for your time here tonight. You'll be joining us again in about 2 weeks. And we'll be chatting again, folks. If you didn't get to call in, I apologize. We didn't get to take your call. You can always give Lee a call at the numbers we provided. And, again, all the information on his website, which is www.edkuniversity.com. Your calls have all meant so much to me tonight. And, again, the opportunity and the privilege of being able to know somebody like Lee Kroc, who's done so much for so many, with, you know, very, very little, just his generosity, which isn't little by any means. But what I'm saying is, the way the world system works, and you look at somebody like Lee, you're saying, how can there be people like Lee Kroc out there? Well, there are, and his name's Lee Kroc. Lee, God bless you, my friend. A true, true, true honor to even know you, my friend, and a great blessing to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so
See
much.
See you in
sir.
2 weeks.
I look forward to it, Lee.
Yeah.
Lee Kroc, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly appreciate him. And obviously, we're up to another break. Please stay with us, and we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in just 3 minutes. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Folks, glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and time flying by very, very quickly. We got to talk politics. I know, it's painful. You look at it and you're saying, oh man, politics, why do we have to talk about something so depressing after having all these wonderful phone calls of talk of healing and certainly positive things? Then we get into the down and dirty, despicable world of evil politicians. All right, that having been said, there are some good politicians out there. We all know that. We know who they are for the most part. And certainly the more, excuse me, the lower level the politician, the better chance that they have been corrupted and co-opted, and that's a good thing. Now, we've talked extensively, and I did this, last week and the week before. I spent hours on this, and if you missed any of that, it's in the archives, and if you know what I'm talking about, hopefully you're able to follow it, because we just didn't have time to get the whole story out there. We're talking about the fellowship, also called the family, and it's a group of prayer cells, okay? These people get together behind the scenes to manipulate U.S. policy, to facilitate change, and thereby bring in a theocracy. And one of those people, of course, in a very, very long story, about 20 pages printed out, about Senator Sam Brownback out of Kansas. Interesting quote from him in the old debate tonight. He said this, quote, about Scooter Libby, whether he would pardon Scooter Libby. He said, quote, yes, the basic crime here didn't happen. What they were saying was the identity of an agent was revealed, but the agent had to be in the field for that to be a crime, so that did not occur. End quote. Scooter Libby, of course, sentenced today, what, 30 months or something like that? And there was some talk that Bush may pardon him, and I think it'll happen. But we'll have to wait and see. But Sam Brownback said, yeah, he should be pardoned. And, of course, it's coming from a Republican. You may not see a problem there. But anyway, if you missed the debate earlier, you missed, like I said, a bunch of stiffs, mostly trying to one-up each other. But again, you know, shocking statements are made on a regular basis as a result of that, and that leads to good good commentary, certainly. This one came out today, CNN.com, and it says, 10 Republicans who want to be president took the stage Tuesday night for their first debate in New Hampshire, hoping to make an impression on the voters who will cast ballots in the nation's first primary early next year. During the first half of the debate, CNN's Wolf Blitzer asked candidates questions about Iraq, energy, oil policy, and immigration. The second half allowed the audience to pose questions. Erin Flynn, again, her voice cracking with emotion, said her brother died fighting in Iraq. She asked for the candidates' Iraq exit strategies and how they would quell violence there. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas thanked Flanagan for her, quote, family's service, end quote, and called it a, quote, unquote, beautiful gift to the United States. Ah, yes, it's beautiful when we get those caskets coming back. What a beautiful gift to us. I understand what he was saying, but again, when you start looking at these people and some of their involvement with various things, it starts to get kind of creepy. It's kind of like Bush giving those speeches on Memorial Day, saying, oh, it's a sacrifice that we all have to make, and this will be the legacy of our generation, and we have to do this. It's like coming from somebody who really isn't a huge fan of war and conflict, because I'll tell you one thing, folks, with all my interactions with the veteran community, they don't like it. They don't like war. And you know why they don't like war? Because they've seen it. There are hippie, you know, pacifists out there who think there's nothing worth fighting for. And everybody, man, we just need to get along, man. Let's just hang out and smoke a bowl, man. And that's fine, I suppose. But again, what do they know? Nothing. But the vets, they know. They've been there. They don't like it. They know what war is about. And they know that there's things worth fighting for. And they're doing their job. And they're doing it, why? For our country? Yes, absolutely. For our freedoms? Absolutely. But the point is, they don't like war. Politicians, they love war. Why? Because they don't go. And then maybe they've gone in the past and whatnot, but odds are they come from a privileged background and got a privileged posting and really didn't have to do a whole lot except maybe make the tang, you know, for the troops in the morning. I don't know. So Brownback said that. He also continued saying, quote, it's not about leaving or being defeated, end quote. He also said he will introduce a bill Wednesday. Now, that's later today. Detailing what he called a three-state solution in Iraq consisting of Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish states with Baghdad as a capital city. Now, that was a pretty hefty discussion that went on there. And again, when you start thinking about that, McCain actually threw out some numbers about the numbers of Sunnis and Shias living side by side, intermarried, in fact, in Baghdad. And he said there's going to be, you know, ethnic cleansing and all this stuff. So they want to take Iraq and basically section it off. Now, this is something that's been a behind-the-scenes agenda for a long time. Now, it's coming out of Senator Brownback's mouth tonight that this is going to be introduced tomorrow. Expect this thing to blow up big, this particular thing. Now, it comes in a lot of ways. Now, as far as the Kurds go, there's a lot of military activity between Turkey and the Kurdish part of Iraq. They're saying, hey, look, we don't want these Kurds coming over here and causing terrorism. And the United States, you're being hypocrites by not hunting these terrorists down. Now, so obviously, Turkey is somebody we paid off to have access to their airspace going into Iraq. So are we going to acquiesce to Turkey and take out the only segment of the entire country of Iraq who did actually welcome the troops with flowers and waves and hugs and stuff? Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Got about 25 minutes left in the program this hour. Of course, being brought to you by our good friends at Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the salt crystal lamps, skin and oral care products, natural foods, and more. You can check out the website for more information. Very easy, www.natural-salt-lamps.com. You can also call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. Fantastic stuff. I have one of those lamps. And they are fantastic. They're beautiful. They don't make any noise like a typical air filter would. And yet they're doing exactly that. They're filtering the air. It's a phenomenal process. So we're talking about politics, my friends, and again, what's going on with the whole thing. And I mentioned about the Kurds and what's going on. So I think that with Brownback's proposal scheduled to happen later today, you're going to see a lot of talk about what's going on. Now, again, what do we give Turkey, like $1 billion? $1 billion to let us use their airspace to invade Iraq. I mean, you're not throwing out those kinds of funds simply to remove a bad guy, okay? I mean, that indicates a lot of other things. And we've already, you know, quoted some high-level sources and people in power who have all said it's about oil. And obviously that's what it is. It's very, very plain what's going on. Now, simply not just oil per se, but also just the control of natural resources in this time when things are going to get nasty, and they are on a number of different levels in a number of different ways. So watch for that to develop later today. It says Iraq was the focus of the first question of the 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time debate. That question was, knowing what you know now, was it a mistake to invade Iraq in 2003? Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney did not directly answer the question, but echo what many have said to justify the 2003 invasion. And as I said, Wolf Blitzer called him on it, which was really cool. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani said the invasion was not an error. Senator John McCain said his problem with Iraq is not that the U.S. invaded, but that the war has been mismanaged. So a lot of dancing around the issue, but the whole fact of the matter is, basically they were asked, if you knew now, meaning that they don't have weapons of mass destruction, would you still have gone through with the invasion? And Giuliani says, absolutely. Really? And that's interesting. Now, I mentioned about some other things going on. Giuliani, as expected and as predicted, invoked about the terror scare, supposedly, at JFK Airport. Now, keep in mind, Giuliani has reminded everybody, in case you didn't know, I was there during 9/11. Just in case you didn't know. I know that's breaking news to a lot of you out there. I know you had no idea that Giuliani was in New York City when September 11, 2001 happened, but he was. And he'll happily tell you all about it. So then he has terror credibility, in essence, okay? That's what he's looking at. I was there. Okay, well, great, you were there too. But it's sort of insulting to me to say that, you know, you care more about the victims of September 11th than people who don't live in New York City or New York State even. But then again, you got Bloomberg, who's the current mayor, Giuliani, who's the former mayor, and Hillary Clinton, who's a senator. So Clinton will bring up the 9/11 thing and the terrorism thing. Giuliani will bring it up certainly too. And Bloomberg may run as an independent. Like I said, there's still a lot of up in the air stuff. Thompson looks like he's going to come in for the Republicans. Gingrich may still come in for the Republicans. Al Gore may come in for the Democrats. Ron Paul, he said he would not run as an independent, but maybe he will. I don't know. Because he's certainly getting more face time as a Republican candidate than he would have if he were, you know, a third party candidate. So that's, you know, he's getting some exposure. He's getting his name out there. He's doing, you know, what he's supposed to be doing. So this thing could really, really turn around. Now, the Republican candidates, for the most part, the only thing they've going for them, in my opinion, and I'm no political analyst, but I think a lot of the pros out there would probably agree with me and probably will steal my comments, as they have been known to do. Here is my assessment of the Republican candidates. The only thing they have going for them is this. People, for the most part, tend to hate Hillary more than they hate, you know, any other individual. Now, I mean people in general. There's a lot of people out there who love Hillary, and that's fine and dandy. They just don't know anything. So what I'm saying, though, is that it's possible that the Republicans can win with an anti-Hillary campaign if Hillary is the candidate of choice, which I do think she will be. It's just my personal assessment. I did call the election as Hillary for president and John Edwards as VP, and I called it the day after the 2004 election. So just putting it out there, I may be completely off base, but so far I don't see a need to amend that that thing. Anyway, it says the debate also covered domestic issues. Giuliani was challenged regarding his position on abortion, and he said, quote, I've taken oaths of office to enforce the law. My view on abortion is that it's wrong, but government should not be forcing that decision on a woman. Lightning in New Hampshire Tuesday night broke the seriousness of the debate and interrupted Giuliani, causing his microphone to cut out. Giuliani raised his finger to the sky, listening laughs about his reference to God on an issue with religious connotations. Now, Giuliani has painted himself as being a conservative Republican. There's a lot of talk about God during the whole debate and things like that, where people stand, which raises some questions. Of course, Mitt Romney is a Mormon, which means that basically he's a Freemason. Tommy Thompson is a Freemason, and we've talked about that on the show and actually given out the Internet access. It should be on our site at franklyspeakingradio.com somewhere. It is a Masonic VIP list that I acquired from some guests on the show before. Their website is ozarkopathy.org, and they do have it there. It's somewhat of a difficult thing to find, but you can find it. They were inadvertently sent that, and it's a Masonic VIP list. Tommy Thompson's name is on it. He was, of course, the Secretary of the Health and Human Services Department, and said his goal, I believe, was to get everybody vaccinated in the entire United States. So good goal, right? Perfect qualities for president. So what we've got here is some people that are noteworthy. Brownback is Opus Dei. He's a dominionist. He's pushing for a theocracy. He's a member of the fellowship, that prayer cell thing. Very, very scary stuff. You've got McCain, who certainly is an insider. He's been, you know, his fingerprints are all over a great many things, including, of course, being in cahoots with John Kerry and tanking the search for POWs and MIA soldiers in Vietnam in order to get, you know, lucrative reconstruction contracts for Vietnam. Evil, evil, despicable stuff. So there's McCain. He's in the toilet. Giuliani, like I said, he's flip-flopped. He's certainly no conservative. He's been a fan of gay marriage. When his divorce happened, he's been married three times, so that's not really, I guess, a lot of Christian conservatives might look poorly on that. When Giuliani had his second marriage break up, his wife at the time found out about it at a press conference that she heard her husband talking at, so that's not very cool. Giuliani moved out of the house and moved in with a gay couple. And then he did a stint on Saturday Night Live in which he was seen in drag. So these are not necessarily qualities you want to see in your president. So Giuliani's got some issues as well. In fact, the Christian conservative groups out there basically said that there's no way they would ever endorse Giuliani. Now, that may change if it comes down to Giuliani versus Hillary. But again, I think that the evangelicals, for the most part, will be endorsing Democrats this time around to, quote-unquote, teach the Republicans a lesson. Again, just a theory, I don't know, but I'm sort of giving you the play-by-play of how all this thing is shaping up. So, so we covered Giuliani, McCain, Mitt Romney, like I said, he's a Mormon, which means he's pretty much a Mason. Tommy Thompson is a Mason. Then you've got Brownback and his creepy credentials and so on and so forth. Then you've got, of course, Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, and I have personal issues with the man, but that's immaterial to this conversation. We go on. Representative Ron Paul of Texas addressed a growing energy and oil crisis as Americans face rising costs at the pump. Paul said he does not take issue with the oil company's profits, but does object to government subsidies to the industry. He also hammered the Bush administration over its motivation to go to war in Iraq. He said, quote, "Why do we go to the Middle East? Our foreign policy is designed to protect our oil interests. We have succumbed to the temptation of going out and fighting war to secure oil interests," end quote. The Republican presidential prospect, one rival calls Mighty Mouse, was not at Tuesday's debate, was nonetheless causing a little tension. Of course, they're referring to Fred Thompson of Law and Order fame. Former Senator Fred Thompson is already raising money, and advisors say it is very likely he'll formally join the race in early July. The recently passed Senate immigration bill, which McCain co-sponsored and Bush supports, has sharply divided Republicans, a divide that emerged on the stage Tuesday. That includes Representative Tom Tancredo of Colorado, whose presidential campaign is rooted in his strong opposition to immigration reform. Calling for an immigration timeout, Tancredo said that immigration should not begin, quote, "until we no longer have to press one for English and two for any other language," end quote. Now, again, during the debate, Wolf Blitzer said, okay, in reference to the Democrats, the way they answered this, blah, 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 I'll make it simple. Is there anyone here who thinks that English should not be the official language of the United States of America? And McCain kind of was like, it's not a big deal, I suppose, blah, 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 blah. But that's what he had to say on that issue. Former Governor Tommy Thompson of Wisconsin addressed flaws in the health care system, as you'd expect Tommy Thompson to do, saying, quote, "We've got to completely transform the health care system, make it a wellness system, and make it a prevention system," end quote. There are 125 million Americans who have at least one chronic illness, he said. And he said, quote, "In order to change this, we have to educate the American people about tobacco, diabetes, cardiovascular, and obesity. You do that, and you'll be able to change health care," end quote. So I guess the question remains is, what is the education consist of, right? Because when it comes to tobacco, we know how that all works. And I've talked about this with our little battle here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, against the smoking ban. Now, again, I don't care if they ban smoking or they don't, but it's the principle of the thing, really. It doesn't really affect me, but it's the principle of the thing that we're regulating common sense now. So what you've got here is this Master's Tobacco Settlement money, which goes to the various states. It's supposed to be used for education. Now, the education and smoking cessation programs that they would be utilizing this money for basically consist of running extreme propaganda on children's programming, you know, Nickelodeon and Disney Channel, and it's all about if your parents smoke, they're the devil and you should turn them in for child abuse and things like that. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but obviously they're catering to that crowd. They're also flying in people from all over the place to speak in front of local city councils and say, I'm about to die because of smoking, and you can save lives. This would be the most important thing you ever do if you ban this. Anyway, that all that money you look at how it's being utilized and you look at all the different programs and, you know, you can make the assessment that payoffs are involved, and I certainly think that's the case, but it all goes back to the UN. So, again, that whole thing is a UN agenda. If you look at their tobacco, I don't even remember what it's called. Okay, it's there. It's on the UN's website if you feel like digging around. But you'll see that if the UN, a good rule of thumb, ladies and gentlemen of America, is if the UN is for it, we should probably be against it, right? Because if they're for it, they're not for it for themselves or for just other people. They want to make it happen everywhere. Now, if you missed the Democratic side of the debate, here's a story from the AP, and I picked this up a couple of days ago. Here's what it says. Questions of courage, Monday, I guess it was. Questions of courage and political leadership emerged at the latest Democratic debate as John Edwards forcefully challenged frontrunners Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama over whether they had fully demonstrated leadership on key issues. Two longshot hopefuls, Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich, denounced what they called the lack of leadership by congressional Democrats after voters returned them to power last November. With a new Washington Post ABC News poll showing Clinton far ahead of her rivals nationally, the former First Lady projected an air of confidence and a mastery of the subject matter at Sunday's forum. She also insisted Democrats should focus their policy critiques on Republicans, especially President Bush. She said, quote, "The differences among us are minor. The differences between us and Republicans are major, and we don't want anyone in America to be confused," end quote. Well, that's moderately elitist and insulting, wouldn't you say? The American people are stupid, and they will be confused. If we start attacking each other, we should be attacking our enemies, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, the Republican Party, especially the president. She chuckled as her rivals were quizzed over what role her husband, former President Bill Clinton, would play in a Democratic administration. The consensus was he'd be a roving global ambassador. So the first man, I don't know, what would he be called? First husband? First mate? Aye, aye, Captain. The first man. Bill Clinton. The first gentleman, I'm sure, will be the choice, which is moderately insulting also, well, to people who know about Bill Clinton's little past. But, I mean, roving global ambassador, that's nice. Of course, that harkens back to the tsunami in Sumatra with Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush, you know, hanging out together and camping out together and going golfing together and raising all this money, by which, of course, we did address on the show that money still hasn't shown up in the hands of the people who need it. But that's a different show altogether. Story goes on. Obama, who in the first debate in April appeared nervous and insufficiently prepared, had a smoother delivery this time and a more detailed grasp of policy issues. And as I mentioned to you about Obama, a lot of people like Barack Obama. More dirt's coming out about him, and as I mentioned to you, that even, you know, a lot of people would say, who don't know much about politics, they'd say, well, you know, he's inexperienced. He's experienced enough to have controversy, that's for sure. And we'll talk about that probably, I don't think we'll have time tonight. But it's a big thing, okay? And Barack Obama has been basically shooting himself in the foot with some of his idiotic comments that he's made, such as to Detroit, saying, well, Japan and China make cars that have 45 miles per the gallon. And then, you know, Japanese automakers are going, no, we don't. Nobody does. That's not possible. You know, and so on and so forth. And then he talked about the tornado in Greensburg, Kansas, saying 100,000 people are dead. And then the total population of the town, which numbers about 1,600, are scratching their heads going, where'd the other 90-something thousand people go? Obviously, my math is poor. But that's okay. I'm not running for president. And Obama's excuse was, well, I get tired, I make mistakes. Hey, great, that's what we want, confident leadership. Story goes on. So it was left to Edwards struggling to catch up to Clinton and Obama in national polls to throw the sharpest elbows, accusing them of being passive and cautious on urgent issues like Iraq, health care, and gay rights. Said Democratic strategist Stephanie Cutter, quote, John Edwards clearly has a new strategy to isolate Senator Clinton and defuse Senator Obama on the war and other key issues. It is a smart but risky strategy to differentiate from others to maintain top-tier status, but a fine line between aggressive and desperate, end quote. Now, again, to isolate Clinton and defuse Obama. Now, if you isolate Hillary Clinton, are you really hurting her campaign? No. If you defuse Obama, are you hurting his campaign? Yes. Key points there, folks. Edwards applauded Clinton and Obama for voting last week against legislation to fund military operations in Iraq after a timeline for removing troops was stripped from the bill. But he said the votes did not demonstrate the level of political leadership voters expect. Edwards, a former North Carolina senator, voted in 2002 to authorize military action in Iraq and was a forceful defender of the war during his first presidential bid in 2004. Why is that?
John F. Kerry reporting for duty.
That's why. That led Obama, who was an Illinois state senator who opposed the war before it started, to jab back at Edwards, saying, quote, you're about 4.5 years late on that leadership issue, end quote. Obama and Edwards also tangled over details of their respective health care plans, with Edwards arguing that Obama's proposal would not provide universal coverage. Obama said his plan focused primarily on bringing down costs and said that mandatory health care coverage was meaningless if consumers could not afford to pay for it. Sure it is. It's very meaningful, Barack Hussein Obama, and the reason for that is that they'll force you to. They'll fine you if you don't carry it. Clinton stood quietly between the two as they bickered, letting through an occasional bemused smile for the cameras. So she knows what's going on. Edwards had tough words for the former First Lady, too, batting back her contention that the differences among the candidates were unimportant. Clinton lobbed back at Edwards over his contention that the war on terror is little more than a bumper sticker slogan, saying, quote, I am a senator from New York. I have lived with the aftermath of 9/11, and I have seen firsthand the terrible damage that can be inflicted on our country by a small band of terrorists, end quote. There's the 9/11 invocation once again. It's predictable at this point, isn't it? Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
I'm seeing all you gave and
back, my friends. The conclusion here of a very, very fast-moving 3 hours. I'll try to squeeze in a few more stories. Again, this is from the WashingtonPost.com, the blog section from Monday. It says the Democratic debate opens with former Senator John Edwards, Democrat from North Carolina, and Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton from New York, disagreeing about whether or not the United States was safer than we were on the day of the September 11th terrorist attacks. And then it goes on to their argue about the war on terror. Edwards reiterated his allegation the global war on terror was nothing more than a bumper sticker, saying, quote, what this global war on terror bumper sticker was intended to do was for George Bush to justify everything he did, end quote. That's a good point. Clinton referenced her experience as a senator from New York during the terrorist attacks before politely disagreeing with Edwards, saying, quote, I believe we are safer than we were. We are not yet safe enough. Ah, yes. Now, that ties in with the story we read you last night from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, in which the new chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, Dennis Milligan, told a reporter, America needs to be attacked by terror so people will appreciate the work that President Bush has done to protect the country. You can find this from the 3rd of June at the rawstory.com if you're interested. But the quote there again, the idea that what we're doing is helping negates the possibility. If it's working, then there should be no terrorist attacks, right? But then what does that tie in with? Immigration and amnesty. And the fact that during the 86 amnesty, that a person was given amnesty who played an integral role in the World Trade Center bombing of 1993. So we talk about cells, terror cells and whatnot, being dormant for years and years before finally doing something. There's some evidence that that's the case, which, again, completely negates the Bush administration's and Republicans in general and their assessment of how tough they are on security. And yet, pushing for this immigration amnesty, because that's exactly what it is, and not caring too much about port security as we went through with Dubai Ports World, a year ago or something. So folks understand what is going on. The powers that be are actively involved in this whole thing, and they're doing everything they can to muddy the waters and to keep so many big names out there causing trouble and getting in arguments and whatnot, that the people who maybe would be able to institute some real legitimate change kind of fall by the wayside. There's a lot of names already in the pool. There's a lot of names who will probably join in, and we've speculated on some of those. So watch for all this stuff and figure out where it's going, and what you'll see is a big orchestration. Now, again, does that inspire some hope? Does that inspire defeatist attitude? It's certainly defeatist for most people. They would look at this and say, if the whole thing is orchestrated, if the whole thing is planned out, if the whole thing is going to be the way that they want it to be, then what's the point? Why do we even bother? Because, folks, because we make a difference. That's why. Because the truth makes a difference. Because these people make these comments on the record. And we can take it to them and we can point these things out. These are all mainstream news sources. And when we talk today about Giuliani and others saying that they would use tactical nuclear weapons and a strike against Iran if necessary, what does that tell you? These people will lead us to a whole new evolution of war. The war on terror is not forgotten. The Democrats and the Republicans together agree that the war on terror is fine. They just disagree about the Iraq side of things. When the Democrats say we want the troops out of Iraq, they're saying out of Iraq. They're not saying bring them home. They're fine with the war on terror. They're fine with the Patriot Act. These are important points to consider. So when you're looking to put your faith in someone, don't be like this idiot from the Arkansas Republican Party putting your faith in Bush and saying, I hope some people die so my faith in the president will be validated. No, incorrect, wrong, couldn't be more wrong. Put your faith where it's not going to be shaken. Put your faith in God. That's the only place it should be, folks. Not in a stinking political party and not in human beings. To a certain extent, you can trust them, you can love them, that's fine, I think you should. But faith should be reserved for God, who will not ever let you down. Just my opinion. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow evening for another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Have yourselves a spectacular day.